This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. So far, small business groups have mostly panned the Affordable Care Act. They dislike the paperwork and the fines for not offering employees health coverage. But for some entrepreneurs, it might clear a big obstacle to starting a company. From our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, here's Mitchell Hartman.
Entrepreneurs will be able to shop for group health plans on new insurance exchanges. Today, they're stuck with individual plans, skimpy and expensive. Sarah Horowitz of the Freelancers Union says that'll give every American
the same kind of health care, whether they work for themselves, for a small company, a big company. The idea that good benefits only come with jobs is over.
Anyone whose job doesn't come with insurance will have to buy it or pay a penalty. The National Association for the Self-Employed complains that's a financial burden. But entrepreneurship scholar Vivek Wadhwa says the benefits outweigh the costs.
The average age of a technology entrepreneur is 39. What happens if I have a heart attack? What happens if I get ill? So this is going to make a big difference in the ability of people to start companies so that all they have to worry about then is a business plan, not health insurance.
Wadhwa launched a startup and 5 years later had that heart attack. By then, he could afford insurance. Otherwise, he'd be bankrupt and the startup could have failed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.